Today's message is entitled Elul, the Spiritual Month of Preparation. Elul, the Spiritual Month of Preparation. Next Saturday, August 15th, at sundown, we have the new moon, or we call Rosh Chodesh. And it begins the Hebrew month of Elul. Now, why is Elul important? Because it immediately precedes the month of Tishri. That's the month where we celebrate the high holy day period of Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. But this month of Elul, before that, that month has always been a period of preparation for the Jewish people, but also for us who are believers. It's a month to get our lives ready and prepared for what God is going to do as the new year comes upon us. The entire month is devoted to beginning the process of repentance in anticipation of those high holy days, and also what's known as the 10 days of awe, or in Hebrew, Yamim Noarim, those 10 days between the Feast of Trumpets and the Yom Kippur, that Day of Atonement. And this month of Elul is intended for introspection. That means looking within ourselves. It's a time for extended prayers, a time where we review and look at our life in preparation for repentance. And there's recognition and there's understanding that teshuvah, that's a Hebrew word that means repenting and returning to God, cannot happen, does not happen just by our will or instantaneously, but only through great effort on our part, and direction, and the time that we spend with God. And every day during this month of Elul, the shofar is sounded in the synagogue to warn the people, to rouse the people, to get them all, I was going to say roused up, but that's not really a word, get them all riled up, I don't know, get them all ready for the month to come, so that people will be prepared to repent when those days come. Now, that entire month of Elul, which precedes Rosh Hashanah, those people who are pious, those people who are wanting to get close to God, are expected to busy themselves with the bookkeeping of their soul. We are to examine ourselves unflinchingly. I mean, be tough on yourselves. Be real tough on yourselves. Scrutinize all of your actions, all of your deeds, all the things that you do. Check them out one by one against each of God's commandments and see if you fall short of the glory of God, to find out where we've been remiss, where we have lapsed, where we haven't done as we should, what we have violated in God's eyes. Now, the Hasidim of Poland, these were the very religious Jewish people of Poland, they relate a story about their sainted tzaddik, their sainted rabbi, Levi Yitzchak. And one day, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak was standing at the window. And he saw a Christian cobbler. Everyone know what a cobbler is? I'm not talking about apple cobbler. Hallelujah. Or blueberry cobbler. In fact, I just recently saw a movie called The Cobbler with Adam Sandler. I don't know if anyone saw that movie, but it was really a cute movie, The Cobbler. Again, he wasn't a cook, all right? He mended shoes. That's what he did, a shoe mender. So this Christian cobbler, the rabbi saw the Christian cobbler coming down the street, and he was calling, "Shoes to mend, shoes to mend, any shoes to mend?" Now when he saw the rabbi, this Christian cobbler, he asked with a smile, "Rabbi, anything to mend?" And he thought to himself, "Do I have anything to mend?" And he thought hard. And suddenly he was filled with dismay and said, "Oy vey, woe is me. Rosh Hashanah is almost here, and I have been neglecting to mend my soul." The Lord wants us to mend our souls. Now, Yeshua, our Messiah, he spoke of the signs of the end of the age. I tell you what, if looking at the United States today, you would think we're ready for the world end.
That's right.
But Yeshua spoke of the end of age, the end of the age, the signs. Events which would take place that would give us an indication of his second coming and what was known as the end of the age. And we read these words in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 4. Matthew 24, 4. And it says, Yeshua answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah, and will deceive many." And he goes on in this chapter 24, and he mentions wars, and he mentions revolutions and famines, and he talks about earthquakes and persecution, hatred and false prophets, and increased wickedness. Boy, we're there, aren't we? I tell you what. And in Matthew 24, verse 32, Yeshua adds, now, learn this lesson from the fig tree. Now, what is the fig tree? The fig tree is like the national tree of Israel. It's one of the symbols of the nation of Israel. And when he's talking about here, about the fig tree coming back to life, it's referring to Israel as a people and Israel as a nation coming back to life. 1948, it's coming back to the land of Israel, having their own homeland again. In 1967, it's speaking about having control of the total Jerusalem once again. It speaks of the Jewish people coming from all the nations, coming back to the land. He adds these words, "Learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and as leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see all these things, you'll know that it is near, right at the door." And I believe that Israel is the greatest sign of things that are going to take place. You watch Israel and what's taking place, that is the thermometer of the world. We're going to see what's going to take place, the end of the age, things that are coming as we watch Israel. You know, I believe we're right at the door. I believe that the present period of time that we're in is a spiritual month of Elul. We're entering into the physical month of Elul next week, but I believe we're in the time period of a spiritual month of Elul, the month of the time period of preparation immediately preceding the second coming of the Messiah. And most theologians, they agree that the most likely time for Yeshua to return is Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, because of the scriptures that speak of the blowing of the trumpet, the shofar, with the return of the Messiah. Matthew 24:30 says, "At that time, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the nations of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming in the sky with power and great glory, and he will send his angels with a loud shofar, a loud ram's horn call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds. That's from the north, the south, the east, and from the west, from one end of the heavens to the other. I believe that Elul, that spiritual time period preceding his coming, is upon us. The return of the Messiah is near. The shofar blast was going to be heard soon. I can't tell you the exact minute, but I feel it more and more every day that his return is coming soon. As we see the abominations that are being wrought upon this nation today and around the world, all the horrific things, all I can say is, as it says in the end of Revelation, Maranatha, Lord, come quickly. Lord, come quickly. Thank you, Lord. The Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of God, is saying to us, anything to mend. Anything to mend in your life. Anything to mend. Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, is almost here. It's going to be next month in the physical, but in the spiritual realm. The time of his return is coming soon. And we've been neglecting, all of us, we've been neglecting to mend our souls. And we need to get busy. This is the time for introspection and the reviewing of our lives. This is the time for teshuvah, for repentance and returning to God. And this will hasten, as we follow through with teshuvah, repentance and returning to God, this will hasten the return. This will quicken the return of the Messiah. How do I know that? Because it tells us that in the book of Acts, chapter 3 and verse 19. Acts 3:19. This is Peter speaking, and he says, repent then and turn to God. That's teshuvah. Repent then and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord, and that he may send the Messiah, or in our case, return, who has been appointed for you, even Yeshua. He must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything, as he promised long ago through his holy prophets. And it goes on to say, indeed, all the prophets from Shmuel, from Samuel on, as many as have spoken, have foretold these days. And you are the heirs of the prophets and of the covenant God made with your fathers. And he goes on to say, when God raised up his servant, he sent him first to you, to bless you by turning each of you from your wicked ways. So as we repent and return to God, this will bring times of refreshing. And it says, and that God may send the Messiah, the return. Our repentance will hasten the return of Messiah. Yeshua also spoke these words in chapter 24 of Matthew. And verse 36, he said, no one knows about that day or that hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, Haben, but only Avinu, only the Father knows that. So when you hear other people tell you that he's coming on September so-and-so or October so-and-so, we've seen many of these come and go over the last number of years. They were wrong. They always will be wrong. God is the one who knows. You know, we can't know. We cannot know the exact time, but we can know the times and the seasons preceding the coming of this Messiah. And I believe that we are in those times and seasons. We are in that spiritual month of Elul, a time of preparation and repentance, which will, as Peter said in this verse from Acts, hasten and bring about the return of the Messiah. And we as the people of God, all of us, need to make teshuvah. We need to repent and return to God in order to be ready for the Messiah's return. We need the Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of God, to cleanse us of our wickedness. and impurities, and instill in us holiness and godliness. And I believe that if we're willing, are you willing in here? If we're willing, God will do the following for us. As he says in Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 25. Ezekiel 36 and verse 25. And I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all of your impurities and from all of your idols. You know, there's a lot of idols that we have. It doesn't have to be an idol in the shape or form of a god made out of wood that we bow down to and worship. We have a lot of idols in our life. Those things that occupy our time. Those things that distract us. Those things that keep us from serving God are idols. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart. And I will put a new ruach, a new spirit in you. And I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Now, will anybody in here admit that you have a heart of stone? There's some of you who will admit that. You know, life is hard. Life is hard. And we saw, remember we were just singing in the good times and bad? And let me tell you, sometimes it seems like there's a whole lot more bad times. And we go through a lot of terrible things as children growing up, as wounded adults, failed marriages, kids in rebellion, the things we get involved with, from drugs to alcohol, the immorality, all these things brings us to where we're at today. And many of us have wounded hearts. Many of us in here have hearts of stone. And we need that stony heart to be set free. Amen. And he says he will give you a heart of flesh. How do you get a heart of flesh when you have a stony heart? Well, there's got to be some breaking. There's got to be some filing down or scraping or something to get down to the flesh. But you have to be willing to dig through the layers, to go through introspection, to look at your life, to see what's wrong, so that you can truly break through and experience that heart of flesh. And he goes on to say, and I will put my ruach, my spirit in you, and move you, or cause you to follow my decrees, and be careful to keep my Torah, my instructions, my teaching. In other words, it no longer is it going to be bothersome or difficult for you or struggle for you. God will put that desire in your heart. He'll move you in your heart. God will do something in your heart to cause you to want to keep his word, to want to follow him, to want to keep his commandments, to want to serve him. And this is his promise. He will do that for you. This period of Elul we are in is also a time of readiness. Yeshua spoke in Matthew 24 and verse 30, verse 42. Matthew 24, 42. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. We need to be prepared and ready for that day. Now, we don't know when it is, but you need to be prepared and ready. Not like the 10 virgins who had no oil in their lamp, but those who had oil in their lamp and were ready and waiting for the bridegroom to come. That's how you need to be. So that You won't be knocking at the door, "Let us in, let us in." And he says, "I never knew you." Therefore, keep watch, because you don't know on what day your Lord will come. So we need to be prepared and ready for that day, so that when that great shofar, that ram's horn blows, that we'll respond to the call of it, that we will ascend and to join the Lord in the air for eternity, and also to comfort one another with that hope that we have in Him. So God, I believe, is allowing us this spiritual month, however that is, and I've taught on this number of times, this spiritual month, because we don't know what time period this is, what the length of time or the age of this time. But I believe we're in the age that is preceding, that's coming close to the time of Messiah's return. And we need to be ready and prepared for it. Just as he also said, if the owner of the home knew at what hour the thief would come, he would be ready and prepared. So we also need to be ready and prepared when our Lord comes for us as well. God is allowing us this spiritual time period to get our lives right for the Messiah's imminent return. But as it says in Romans 13:11, "And do this understanding the present time." Understand the times you're in, people. "The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber." Are you awake out there?
Amen.
Wake up from your slumber. Because our salvation is nearer now than when you first believed. Now, you first believed, some of you, 20, 30, 40, maybe some of you have been believers for 50-some years. I think Donnie and Linda, you guys have been believers for how many? You've been married 55 years, right? How many?
48.
40. Well, what's a year or two? 48 years. You were believers when you met, weren't you?
No.
Well, I'm talking about the other Donnie and Linda. Okay. But you guys have been believers a long time.
41 years?
Who's been a believer for 50 years? Anybody in here 50 years? I don't think so. Okay, we'll talk about it afterward. Okay. Okay. But anyway, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. I love this. The night is nearly over. The darkness, the night is nearly over, and the day is almost here. The time, the day of Messiah, the day of His return, the day of His coming, it's almost here. The night's it's over, almost over. The daytime, the light is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness, those things you do in the dark, in the closet, with no one around you, that you think no one sees you, but God sees everything. And it says, put on the armor of His light. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise our Father who is in heaven. Put on that armor of light and give glory to God. And with the help of the Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living and enduring God, the breath of God, we can get our lives in order so that we can be ready and we can be prepared for the day of Messiah's return. Now, this is only part one. Next week is part two of this. We're going to look at, next week, Elul, the spiritual month of preparation. Part two, watching and readiness. Because it's not only the preparation, but the watchfulness, the readiness. You'll really like it. That's next week. We're going to continue in that. But people, I want you to be ready and prepared. Don't catch yourself or don't be caught sleeping without oil in your lamps. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready and prepared. You see the signs all around you. We know Messiah's return is soon. And we need to be right before God. And in this month, which starts next month, the month of Elul, which starts next weekend, we need, during that month of preparation, we have to be asking God to help us to see ourselves the way we really are. I need to see myself the way I really am. And I need God to take my heart and break away, remove from it the scales, just like he did with Rav Shaul, the Apostle Paul. The scales fell from his heart, from his eyes. I want the scales to fall from my heart. I want the layers to be peeled away from my heart so that flesh is revealed, a heart that's pumping, soft, so that I can better serve God, so that we all here can better serve God. Father, in the name of Yeshua, we want to ask you, Lord, we want to ask you to be merciful to us, Lord. As we prepare ourselves for the coming month of Elul, which is a month of preparation, for getting ready for the feasts, the fall feasts that are coming, so that we can experience true teshuvah, repentance, returning to God, so that we can truly be cleansed and set free, so that we can completely be devoid of everything that's not of God, that we would truly be a new creation, that the old things would be gone, and the new things would come. And I pray you speak into every life here, Lord. Meet every need, every physical need, every spiritual need, every emotional need. Those who need jobs, those who need healing, those who need miracles. You are a God of miracles, Lord. When you were upon that tree, you defeated death and all disease. You defeated cancer on that tree in the name of Yeshua. In the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Yeshua's name. Thank you, Lord, for the victory that we have in Yeshua. Thank you, Father, for the victory that we have in His name. In Yeshua's name. Amen. Would you stand with me, please? Conclude this part of the service with your honor benediction. The memorial service is 1:30. We're not going to be putting anything away right now because we need the sound system. We need things as is for the memorial service. So I'll give you some time. You can spend fellowshipping with one another. A lot of you don't know each other. It'd be a good time to do that. Those of you who can stay, I hope you can. And we'll have a meal following that. Okay? Let me just mention a couple things. Next week is the food pantry.